Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Vav. We are holding on daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. I stopped at a really bad point at Mesevei on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Leah Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom. It is also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of our dear friend, Mayor Penstein, Zichrono Levracha. It is also sponsored by Jeff Ginellis and Solomon, I hope I don't botch this, Badrian, as a zechus for Rafua Shleima, for Elio Akiva Ben Chana Sara, a six-month-old baby who's undergoing cardiac surgery today. Yishav Rafua Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to finish up the discussion from yesterday, that if a person makes a Tanai Stam, that you have to nurse my child, you have to take care of my father, so what's the assumption? Is the assumption for Yom Echad, or is not an assumption for Yom Echad? So we're going to finish up that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas in general between Rameir and the Chamim. Do you require a Tanai Kafel when making a Tanai? For a get, does it need to be a Tanai Kafel? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, how do we deal with not a Tanai Kafel, but two conflicting Tanayim? What if there are two conditions and they're not the same? The guy made two, so does one cancel the other one out? Do we assume that you're giving options over here? How do we deal with two Tanayim? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss if a get is conditional on the husband not returning for 30 days. So how do we define his return? When he comes back into town, when he comes back into the country, when he sees her, what exactly is the definition of a return? And the Gemara is going to basically change each case in the Mishnah and tell us it's actually the Mishnah is actually telling us something entirely different in each of the cases than the simple reading of the Mishnah. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a get that is dependent on the husband not returning for 12 months and then he dies within the 12 months. So do we assume, well, ein get lachar misa, and therefore the get is invalid? Do we assume, no, the get is valid because he's not returning within the 12 months and it goes retroactive to the time that he gave it? The Gemara is going to have a discussion. If he dies in the 12 months, so we're pretty sure he's not coming back, so can she get remarried right away? Or does she need to wait for the end of the 12 months in order to trigger the get retroactively and allow her to get remarried? So let's begin. We are holding at Mesvei, three lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. So the Gemara now asks on Rav Ashi from our Mishnah. So Meisvei, it says in our Mishnah, Hareze Giteichal Menashet Sham Shesa B'Shtei Shanim, a guy gives a get to his wife and he says, this is your get, Al Menas, that you serve my father for 2 years, or Al Menashet Tanikias B'Nishtei Shanim, or Al Menas, that you nurse my child for 2 years, and then Meis HaBen, O Shamar Aviyev Shi Shet Shamsheni, Shaloba Hakpada, if either the child dies, Rechman al son, or the father says, I'm not interested in her being mishamish me. But he didn't say it because the woman did anything. She didn't upset him. She didn't anger him. He's just not interested in it. He doesn't feel that he needs her service. So eino get. The Mishnah said, in such a case, it's eino get. It is not a valid get. So the Gemara discusses, why is it that the din changed in the Seifa from the Reisha? That in the Reisha we said, if Meis HaBen or Ha'av, then the get is going to be Chal. What changed over here? Well, Bishlam al-Rava, I understand, according to Rava, what the Chilik is between the Reisha and the Seifa, because the entire Mishnah is talking about a case where she already started to serve the father or to nurse the baby. So Reisha b'delo parish, the Reisha is talking about a case where he didn't give a specific amount of time on the Tanai, and therefore we assume that that he only intended that she should do it as long as she's needed to do it. And once the baby dies or the father dies, so she's no longer needed for that shimush or that hanaka, and therefore she fulfilled her tanai. Whereas Seifa de Parish, the Seifa's talking about where you said explicitly, it's got to be for 2 years. And in order for her to nurse for 2 years, you wouldn't need to have said a zman, because even if you're not mefarish, she has to do it for 2 years. So it must be the fact that you said 2 years, that you were mefarish and you said 2 years, is because you're makbid that she has to do that full period of time, even if you don't need it. So that's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. That in general, if you just say Stam, it's assumed 2 years. So why did he say 2 years in the Seifa? Because he doesn't want her to get away with anything less than that, whether he needs it or not. It's more about her putting in the work rather than filling a need that he has. So that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is about filling his need, and therefore if the need goes away, the Tanai is fulfilled. The Seifa is not about filling his need. It's about her putting in the work. El Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Ashi, who says that even if you're not Mefarish, then it only means to be Yonik for 1 day. So the din of the Mishnah is where they die before they were ever Meshamesh at all, before the woman ever did anything at all. Well, then Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. In both cases of the Reisha and the Seifa, the Tanai has not been fulfilled. So why is the din in the Reisha that the get is going to be Chal? She did not fulfill the Tanai at all. So says Marakasha. So it's Taka, a difficulty with the Shita of Rav Ashi. So the Rush and Simon Yud and the Ritva say, oh, if it's a difficulty with the Shita of Rav Ashi, and that's the end of the Sugya, which it is, it must be that we paskin like Rava, because if the Gemara only had a Kasha on Rav Ashi, didn't have a Kasha on Rava, so that's it. So it must be that Halacha is like Rava. However, the Rif says Halacha is like Rav Ashi, because we have a Klal and Psak, Hilchus Kabasra'a, and Rav Ashi is a Basra'a. Rav Ashi came later than Rava, so we're going to paskin like Rav Ashi. Aye, but it leaves Rav Ashi as a Kasha. Correct, says the Rif, but it did not leave Rav Ashi as a Tiyufta, or a Tiyufta to Rav Ashi Tiyufta, which would have been even stronger. A Kasha always means, okay, it's somewhat difficult, we'll figure out an answer. But it's not something that we discard the Shita. So the Klal of Psak is going to override the fact that we left it as a Kasha. Period. Now we begin the new sugya. Tan Rabbanan, 3 lines from the top of the page, on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Harezei Kiteich Amenashe Tshamshi Yisaba Shtei Shanim. V'Amenashe Tiniki Yisbini Shtei Shanim. A person gives a get to his wife, Almanas, that she serves his father for 2 years, or that she nurses his son for 2 years. Aval Bichlon Niskai Matanai, Harezei Get. Even though the Tanai was not fulfilled, the get's binding anyway. Basically, you could ignore the Tanai. Pretend the Tanai was never said. Why? Lefi shelo amar la im tishamshi v'im lo tishamshi im tiniki v'im lo tiniki, because it wasn't a Tanai kafel. And anytime it's not a Tanai kafel, anytime you didn't explain, and what's going to be if you don't serve my father, what's going to be if you don't nurse the child, so then you could ignore the Tanai, because the Tanai was invalid anyway. So divrei Meir, that's Meir Shita, that you need a Tanai kafel. If you don't have a Tanai kafel, you don't have any Tanai, and therefore the get is just binding. Whereas v'chachamim omrim niskayim atanai erez a get v'mavenu get. The Chum say, no, this is a binding Tanai, and therefore if the Tanai was fulfilled, then it's a valid get. If the Tanai was not fulfilled, then it is not a valid get. So basically, you have this machlokas from Meir Lechamim, whether you require a Tanai kafel. The Rashba raises the question that according to the Shita of Rav Meir, a Tanai like this shouldn't work anyway, because what was the Tanai? He says, Almanas Hareze Giteich Al Menashe Tsham Shias Abba. Hareze Kiteich is the Maisa. Al Menashe Tsham Shias Abba is the Tanai. So this is Maisa Kodom Le Tanai. It is not Tanai Kodom Le Maisa. So anyway, it doesn't fulfill the Mishpatei HaTanaim. So if Rameir has this requirement that you have to, all Tanaim need to be, like we learned yesterday, patterned after Tanai B'nei God B'nei Ruvain, this anyway doesn't fulfill the Mishpatei HaTanaim. So the Rashba says, yeah, the Gemara is not being so medayik in the Lashon. He probably put the Tanai Kodom Le Maisa, the way the Brisa just expressed it was with the Maisa Kodom Le Tanai, but it means that he fulfilled the point of the Brisa was to bring out the Machlokas about a Tanai Kafel. So assume that the rest of the Mishpatei HaTanaim are in place, even though it doesn't say it that way. In the Torah's Gittin, he says, no. Since when do we do that with Brisas? It's being meduyak. This is the lashon that he used. Harezei kiteich almanas shetasham shias abba. And he says, over here we're talking about almanas. The Rambam Shita is, when you say almanas, you don't need mishpatei hatanayim. And therefore, it will work even when it's tanai achara maisa. Even when it's not tanai kodom lamaisa. The whole din of mishpatei hatanayim is if you don't use the magic words almanas. Once you use the magic words almanas, there's no requirement to mishpatei hatanayim. But we're using almanas and we're saying that Rameir requires tanai kafel. So says the Torah's Gittin, tanai kafel is not one of the mishpatei hatanayim. there's all the rest of the Mishpatei Atzeraim, and then there's Tanai Kafel. Tanai Kafel has to do with Mechlal Hein Atoshmei Alav, Mechlal Alav Atoshmei Hein. That's a broader discussion of whether we can assume a negative from a positive and a positive from a negative. So it's an independent machlokas, meaning the way the Torah is getting understands, there's two machlokas between Rameir and the Chamim. Number one, do you need Mishpatei Atzeraim? And number two, do you need Tanai Kafel? And the two are not really fully related to each other. So anyway, this is the machlokas Rameir and the Chamim. Do you need a Tanai Kafel? Rameir says, if the Tanai is going to be binding, it needs to be a Tanai Kafel. And the Chamim say, it's a Tanai, even if it's not a Tanai Kafel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ksuv M'She'eino Kafel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I don't know, you look through Tanakh, all the Tanayim are Tanai Kafels. So what's his point? Meaning, and therefore what? And therefore a mayor is right, therefore the Chamim are right. Who's he trying to side with? So Ikadami, the Rameir Karmelei. Some say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying against Shitas Rameir, to reject Rabbi Meir, who requires a Tanai Kafel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, no, you don't. Vikadami, the Rabbanan Karmelei. And some say he's trying to counter the Shita L'Chamim and to say that you do need a Tanai Kafel. How so? Ikadam the Rabbi Meir Karmelei. Some understand that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is addressing Rabbi Meir V'Hachi Karmelei. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying to Rabbi Meir, how can you say you need a Tanai Kafel? Ein l'cha Tanai b'ksuvim she'eino Kafel. Every Tanai in Tanakh is always a Tanai Kafel, and therefore V'havelu shnei k'suvim aban kechad v'kol shnei k'suvim aban kechad ein melamdin. The way that we're supposed to learn halachos from the Torah is that if the Torah tells me a din in one place, I then know that that din should be applied universally. But if the Torah keeps on telling me a din over and over again, so then I have the right to assume that the Torah is listing the exceptions to the rule. But the rule is the opposite. So if every time there's a Tanai in the Torah, it's always a Tanai Kafel, it must be that those are the exceptions. But the rule, whenever I'm going to make a Tanai, is that it's always... it's always not going to have to be, it's never going to need to be a Tanai Kafel. And that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's point, that the fact that every Tanai in the Torah is a Tanai Kafel tells me that generally things don't need to be a Tanai Kafel. That's part of that idea, that if something says once in the Torah, you could apply it universally, is part of the idea of Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad, the idea that the Torah is a system of logic, it's a system of learning, and therefore it's not just a bunch of random dinim that are not connected. All the dinim are considered to be connected with each other, but Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi that that's within certain categories, right? Meaning within the categories of dinim amanus and the categories of isavahater and the categories of tumah and tara. We, you know, mamona meisura lo yalfinan. We don't cross over from one category to the other, but within each of those categories, then you can learn from one din to all of the other halachos within that category. That's what Tosfos writes, that a chiddush is defined as a davar hasoser es haklal. A chiddush is not defined as something that's brand new that I never would have thought of before. The whole Torah, much of the Torah are things I would not have thought of before. A chiddush is defined as there are rules, there are klalim that govern each category. And Rav Shechter said recently when we were when we went to visit him in Tannersville that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi split up the Mishnah into six Siddarim. He said, I also would have divided it into six Siddarim, but it wouldn't have been the same six. Meaning, he said, it would have been based on which, you know, the categories in terms of Klalei Apsak, in terms of, I forgot what his six were, but he listed them, what his six would have been. So anyway, V'ikadarmi l'Rabbanu Karmelu. Some say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking, oh, just before we even get to that, he says that, yeah, we'll get to V'ikadarmi l'Rabbanu Karmelu. Some say he's talking to the Rabbanan. V'achi Karmelu, and this is how he's addressing the Chachamim. Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim she'eino kafel v'kamin minayu, that every Tanai in Tanakh is a Tanai kafel, and therefore we should derive from there. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's point to the Chachamim is, don't tell me that you don't need a Tanai kafel. If you didn't need a Tanai kafel, then why every single time in Tanakh that there's a Tanai, is it always a Tanai kafel? So Rashi points out, where do we find all these Tanai Kafels in Tanakh? What's he talking about? I mean, he doesn't like bring any rayas. He doesn't tell me what the Tanayim are that are Tanai Kafels. So we find by Avram Avinu, when he's Mashpia Eliezer, one should always be careful. I find a lot of Balei Tefillah are not mechalik between the word Mashpia and Maspia. Those are different words. One is to satiate and one is to make someone swear. Orichimim Aspiehu, not Orichimim Ashpiehu. So, okay, I'm always embarrassed to correct people, but it means something totally different. And you hear a lot of people mess it up. But anyway, so the Avram Avinu is being Mashbia Eliezer. He's making Eliezer take a Shavua. He's not filling his stomach. He's making him take a Shavua to go to Beis Aviv to bring a wife for Yitzchak. So he was Kafal Devarav. He says that if you're going to go and they don't want to give you their daughter, so then the Shavua is not going to be chal. Az tinokam elasi kisavo el mishpachti v'im lo yitnu lach v'yisanoki me'olasi. Right? So even though the Iker Shavua was that he should go, so you see, and we can figure that out, that if they don't go, then he's naki from the Shavua. And a second example is Parsha Sota. V'shbia osa hakoin, again, hishbia osa hakoin v'amar el ha'isha im lo shachav ish osach. Then he naki mimei amar mamarima eile, and then it's kofel devarvin says va'at kisatista chasisheich v'chinit meis. And if you are guilty, then this is going to happen. And a third example by Yishayahu, when he's being mochiach klal yisrael about keeping the Torah, he says im tovu ushmatem tov haaretz tochelu. If you listen and you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to enjoy the greatness of the land. V'im timaunu umarisim cherev to ublu kipi Hashem diber. So in each of these cases, you find that there's a Tanai Kafel. So throughout Tanakh, you always find a Tanai Kafel. And that's Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel's point. But again, two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel is trying to get at by making this point. Either that they're all exceptions, or that no, this must be the rule if it appears that way every single time in Tanakh. So ask the Gemara, I'll ask you a double stira, a stira within the shita of the Rabbanon and within the shita of the Chamin. Hareza Giteich, we have a brisa that tells us as follows. Hareza Giteich Almanashet Sham Shias Avishtei Shanim. Guy gives a get to his wife and says, this is Almanas that you served my father for 2 years. Almanashet Taniki Espini Shtei Shanim, or that you nursed my child for 2 years. Mesa Avo Mesa Ben. If the father or the son dies, Eino get to Rameir. According to Rameir, then the get is not binding. The Chamom, the get is not valid. The Chum Momim Afal Pishalonis Kayim Matanai Hareza Get. And the Chum say, even without a Kiyim Matanai, the Get is still valid. Yechali Hishatomalo, Taili Avich Vashem Shenu, Taili Benech Vanikenu. Because she could say, what do you mean? I'm ready to do my job. Produce for me your father, and I'm happy to serve him. Produce a child, and I'm happy to nurse him. So I'm totally prepared to fulfill the Tanai. And since it's not her fault that the Tanai is not being fulfilled, it's not going to be Mvatal the Get. But this is Kasha Drameir, Drameir Kasha Drabanan, Drabanan. In the previous price, we said that Rameir holds that if you're not kofel the Tanai, then the Tanai is not Kayim, and the Get is going to be Chal, even if the woman doesn't do that which you made a condition for the woman to do, even if the person doesn't die. Whereas over here in the Brisa, it says in the name Rameir that the Tanai is Mevatel the Get if you're not Mekayim the Tanai. And it's also Stira in the Chamim, because we said previously in the Sheet of the Chamim that if you're not Mekayim, if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then the Get is not going to be functional, the Get's not going to be operative. Whereas over here we're saying that if the father dies or the son dies without the Tanai being fulfilled, the Get is going to be chal. So says Rameir Lokasha, Hasam Bidil Kafle Tanai, Hacham Bidil Kafle Tanai. According to Rameir, it's not a stira, that in the previous price we were talking about where it was not a Tanai Kafle, and therefore it was not a binding Tanai. And over here it is a Tanai Kafle, so it is a binding Tanai. For Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan Lokasha, and it's also not a stira within the Rabbanan, Man Chacham Da Hacha, who are these Chachamim? Rav Shmuel Gamliel, he, Da Amar Kol Akava She'ena Himena, Hareza Get. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds any time the Tanai is not fulfilled, but it's not her fault, it's not on account of her, then the get is still going to be binding. And that's like that's the chacham in this brisa. The fact that she's not able to nurse the child is because the child is dead, Rachman al son. So it's not her fault that she's not able to nurse the child. She's not able to serve the father because the father's not there anymore. So that's considered to be that the Tanai is not going to prevent the get from being chal. Tan Rabbanan. Another halacha that relates to tonight. Amar lo b'fnei shnayim arizu giteich almanashet sham shi yisaba shtei shanim. A guy gives a get to his wife and says, it's almanas that you serve my father for 2 years. And he says it in front of two edim, and he does not give the get in front of those edim. He just says in front of the edim, when I give the get, we'll only give it al tanai zeh, right? Meaning it's only on this tanai that she serves my father for 2 years. V'chazav amar lo b'fnei shnayim arizu giteich almanashet sham shi yisaba shtei shanim. And then he says in front of two other witnesses that I'm giving the get only on Manas, that she gives me 200 zuz. So he made two different conditions at two different times. And he said the get's either, the first condition he made was that she has to serve his father. Second condition he made is that she has to pay up. So how do we view that? Do we view that as she has to fulfill both of those conditions? So lobitel divrei ha'achron es harishon. The second tonight is not mevatel the first tonight. It's also not adding to the first tonight. What he's giving her is options. Ratza mishamashto, ratza nosenos l'masayim zuz. That she now has the choice. He's saying, you're going to have to do something for me. And here are your options. First tonight was to serve my father for 2 years. Second tonight is giving me masayim zuz. And you'll figure out which of those things you're going to want to do for me. But that's what we assume, that he's giving her options. This reminds me a little bit of what Yosef Engel points out, that we have a klal in Midrash HaTorah and Rashban, that when you have shnei ksuvim aban ke'echad, we say in Rabbi Shmuel Omer that if you have two psukim that associate with each other, we look for the third pasuk that's going to be machriya. So if Yosef Engel points out, and what if there is no third pasuk? What if you just have two psukim that are associated with each other? Then how do you handle it? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Pesachim and Pesach Beitza, that we have one pasuk that says that Yom Tov is supposed to be lachem. We have another pasuk that says Yom Tov is supposed to be lashem. And there is no kasav ashlishi machriya b'neim. So we have a machlokas over there. What's the Torah telling me? Either the Torah is telling me that you have to split it. You need to fulfill both of those things. Chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem. Or the Torah is telling me that you have options. It's o kula l'chem or o kula l'Hashem. So Yosef Engel says that that's not a localized halacha in terms of Simchas Yom Tov. That's a halacha of what do you do when you have two conflicting things and there's no way to be machriya. So apparently one opinion is when you have two conflicting things with no way to be machriya, you assume it's options. So we hear also, this is not the Torah giving it, this is the fellow telling his wife that I'm giving you two conditions with no way to be machriya between these two conditions. I don't know which one he's more serious about than the other. So the Gemara is saying that, or the Bryce is saying rather, that that she has the option. She could choose one or the other. Aval, amalav b'fnei shayim harizigitecha amenash shetit ili misayim zuz v'chazor. Amalav b'fnei shayim harizigitecha amenash shetit ili shalosh me'el zuz. But if all that changed from the first time you made the tonight to the second time is the dollar amount, then bitul divrei achronos harishon. Then we can assume he's being chosen. And he's changing his mind from the original dollar amount. Inflation, he said, you know, I saw what meat prices are nowadays. I need 300 zuz, not 200 zuz. And you can't have one aid from the first group and one aid from the second group be mitzdarif with each other to be made that there's a tanai attached to this get. You need both partners from the same group to be made that there's a tanai on this get. And if you don't have the entire set of Edim from one of the Tanaim, then we view the get based on the Edi Chasima without any Tanai to prevent the get from being Chav. So, heya, that last line, that Einachan min Rishon, Einachan min Achron, Mitzarfim, what's that going on? Ilei ma'aseifa, if it's about the case where he changed the dollar amount and we assume that the second Tanai is Mevatel, the first Tanai, well, Harei Batel. What do you mean? You can't have one of the Edim from the first Tanai with one of the Edim from the second Tanai. Ignore both Edim from the first tonight. The first tonight is Batel, so we shouldn't even bring, you know, you don't even have the option of bringing both Edim from the first tonight because the first tonight is Batel. Ella Aresha must be going on the case of the Resha where you have the option where she can either choose to be Mishamish Abba for Shtei Shanim or she could choose to pay him 200 Zuz. Well, Pshita, obviously the one set of aid, one aid from the first set and one aid from the last set can't be made together because it's two totally different tonight. So Mao Detema, I might have thought that anyone who's being made to be Mekayim Matanai on this get, we're mitzarif them to be made, because they're both being made. What are they being made when they're saying there's a Tanai, there's a rider on this get? What they're being made is that the get shouldn't be chal, meaning that you can't just allow this get, you can't just declare them divorced. There's something else that has to be done. All right, later we'll figure out what that is and whether we have proof, you know, of what that is. But I might have thought that that's enough edus that she's not divorced. So Kamash Milan, that's why it tells me that since they're not being made on the same Tanai, it's as if you have no edus to any Tanai. And therefore they are divorced even without any fulfillment of a Tanai. Okay, new mission now. A guy says, here's a get. if I don't come back within 30 days. But come back from where? Go to where? This guy was saying this as he was going right now from Yehuda to Galil. So he's trying to tell her that if I stay in Galil for more than 30 days and I don't come back, it means that I met someone nicer and whatever. I'm not coming back. I'm staying in Galil. And therefore, we're divorced. He gila Antifras. If he got to Antifras, which was in the Galil, and then the Chazar, and then he came right back, batel to know. So then the Tanai has not been fulfilled. The Tanai was that he stays in Galil for 30 days. He made it to Galil, and he came back. So we know that he has not fulfilled the Tanai. Second case, Harezi Gitechim Lo Basi, Mikamrat Shoshamimba Yaholich Migalil Yehuda. If he says, this should be a good get, if I don't come back within 30 days, and where he was going was from Galil to Yehuda, so what's called arriving at Yehuda, where we start the clock on the 30 days, and then if he comes back within 30 days, the Tanai is voided. Higil Kfar Usnai. If he gets into Kfar Usnai, which is in the beginning of Eretz Yehuda, and then Mechazer, and then he right away turns around, Batal Tana'o. So then the Tanai is Batal, because he came back less than 30 days later. This is the simple reading of the Mishnah. And a third case, Harezi Gitechum Labasim Yad Shoshim Yom. Again, he says, here's a get, if I don't come back within 30 days, and Val Yaholich Medina Siyam. He said that as he was going to Medina Siyam. So what he meant to say is that if I do not return from Medina Siyam within 30 days, then the get will be activated. V'igia la'ako, and he got to Akko, which is in Chutz La'aretz, v'chazar, and then immediately he turned around. Batel to know, the Tanai has not been fulfilled, and therefore the get is not triggered. Right? So in each case, the point is that he got to where he said he was going to go, and then he came back before the 30 days were up, and therefore the get is not triggered, the get is not activated. If he says, this should be a valid get if I pass from in front of your face for 30 days, which seems like he's saying, if I don't see you for the next 30 days, and he keeps on coming in and out, coming in and out. If he did not have yichud with her, that's considered that he was ever connected with Panayich, that the get is actually triggered, it's a fulfillment of the Tanai, because he did not have yichud with her. So now, we said in the Mishnah that if you go to Galil and you make a Tanai, that if you don't come back within 30 days, it should be a valid get. As soon as you got to Antipras, we consider that the clock starts, and therefore, as soon as you come back, the Tanai is batal, because Antipras is in Galil. So says Mar, is that true? Lememar, the Antipras is Antipras in Galil? Reminhi, I'll ask you a stira. We have a brisa when it talks about making a Tanai and a get that it should be chal. If you don't come back within 30 days and you're going from Yehuda to Galil, or the opposite, that Antipras be Yehuda u'kfar usnai be Galil. That Antipras is not in Galil, it's in Yehuda. Kfar usnai is in Galil. And these two villages were next to each other. Antipras was on the border of Eretz Yehuda. Kfar usnai was in the beginning of the Galil. And if you're going from Yehuda to Galil and you got to Antipras and you came back, the Tanai is not yet batal, because you didn't get to Galil yet, so the clock hasn't yet started, meaning only your arrival in Galil triggers the beginning of the clock. Even if you arrive in Galil 6 months from now, that's when the clock is going to start. So don't you see that? And then Benatayim, the place in between Antipras and Kfar Usnai is Matil Nosul Chumra Megrashus Einem Megrashus. We're not sure what that's called, Galil or Yehuda, and therefore we're going to go Luchumra in both directions. She's going to be Megrashus insofar as she's not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen, but she's Einem Megrashus in that she's going to need another get. But bottom line over here is that our Mishnah seemed to imply that Antipras is in the Galil, but here we have a Brisa that says Antipras is not in Galil, it's still in Yehuda. So Amar Abaye Abaye says, we totally misunderstood how to read the Mishnah. There were two Tanayim that he made with her, two conditions that he made with her. Number one, the way to read our Mishnah is that he's telling her, if I go to Galil, then as soon as I arrive at Galil, the get should be chal. The moment I arrive at, not 30 days, the moment I arrive at Galil, the get should be chal. And alternatively, if I just stay on the road, even if I never get to Galil, I just vulgar around Yehuda for 30 days, but I stay on the road for 30 days and I don't come back, also the get should be chal. So he gil Antipras, if he got to Antipras, which is in Yehuda, the chaser, and then right away he came back home. So the lo Galil mata, he never got all the way to Galil, v'lo shayinam yishtay tos niyomen, and he didn't stay on the road for 30 days because he came back right away, then batal tanav, then he has been batal the tanai, and the get is going to be batal. And even if he comes, leaves another time and he fulfills the tanai, she's not going to be mugreshes, because the tanai were built built into the first trip that he takes. And his trip, that first trip is over the second he came home. Then the next case in the Mishnah, we said, and he's going from Medina Sayam, and he gets to Akko, and then he comes back, his Tanai is Batal. And the Pash reading of our Mishnah is that Akko is in Chutz La'aretz. And since he got to Akko, and he came back within Shloshim Yom, the Tanai is Batal, and therefore the Get is Batal. L'meimer da Akko b'Medina Sayam Kaima? You mean to tell me that Akko is in Chutz La'aretz? V'am Rav Safra ki av mifti rabban me'adadi, when the Chacham who are going to be Malave, those who were leaving to Chutz La'aretz would go out to be malav them. They would say their goodbyes ba'akov v'miftari. They would say their goodbyes in Akko because the chum who lived in Eretz Yisrael wouldn't go past Akko mishum da'asol atzim Eretz Yisrael l'Chutz La'aretz because they never wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's aser to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. So that's why they stopped in Akko. Ooh, that means that Akko is in Eretz Yisrael, that it's not in Chutz La'aretz, against what our Mishnah implies. So answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, treitan. No, we're misunderstanding the case in our Mishnah. The case in our Mishnah is not saying that if I go to Chutz La'aretz for 30 days, then the get is going to be triggered. What he's saying is two separate tanoim. If I go to Medina Siam and I'm there for a second, the get should immediately be triggered. Alternatively, if I never get to Medina Siam, but I just hang around on the road for 30 days, the get should also be triggered. So if he only got as far as Akko and then came back immediately, less than 30 days later, he fulfilled neither of those conditions. He didn't get to Medina Siam because Akko, you're right, is still in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Medina Siam. And he also was not on the road for 30 days, and therefore batal tano. His tanai is going to be batal in such a case. Now we're saying over here that you're not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, that it's an iser to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halachotes writes that it's aser to go from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz li'olam, unless it's to l'ilmo Torah li'si'isha la'hatzel mena'akum, and then yachzor la'aretz. And he also says you go l'schora, but to reside in chutz la'aretz can be aser. So Kesher Mishnah explains that even for one of these three things, l'ilmo Torah li'si'isha la'hatzel mena menagayim, it's dafka al menas lachzar. You're only allowed to do those things if you plan on coming back. But l'shtakei Hashem, it's going to be aser no matter what. However, the Maariv says that no, the whole iser to leave to Chutz La'aretz is only l'shtakei Hashem. But if you go likros imo, likros acherim to greet people, and it's not l'shtakei Hashem, then you're allowed to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So based on that, the Maariv explains our sugya that when the Chachamim parted ways from each other, they didn't go further than Akko in order not to go to Chutz La'aretz. Zoom content again. That if they wouldn't go further than Akko in order not to go to Chutz La'aretz, that was only a Midas Chasidus, because Meikar HaDin, as long as they weren't going to live in Chutz La'aretz, it would have been perfectly fine. The Maariv's Shita against the Kesef Mishnah is you're allowed to go temporarily, you're allowed to take a vacation in Chutz La'aretz, you're just not allowed to go to live there. However, the Maariv says that's only as far as the Isra of Yitzil the Chutz La'aretz, but for a Kohen it's a different story. A Kohen is Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, so he's not even allowed to go to Sha'akala. He's not even allowed to, because the Tumah Eretz Ha'amim doesn't depend on whether you're going to live there or not. It depends on whether you're going to be there. In the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, in Yerdeichel Beis and Masadi Dalid, he's mochiach that it's also to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, shalol dvar mitzvah, even if you plan on coming back. And he brings a raya from Eli Melech and his children that went to Chutz La'aretz and they were punished. The Gemara Bava Basra tells they were punished for doing so. And over there, they went to Almanas to come back. It says, Ve'elchu lagur b'stei Moav, and Chazal Darshan by Yaakov Avinu, Lagur Be'eretz Banu, Shalo Yardu L'shtakeya. Lagur means to live there temporarily, that we didn't plan on staying there. And yet he was still punished. So you see from there that even to go for a short period of time is apparently aser. Anyway, then we had another case in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said as follows. Hareze Kitech, we're back on the Zoom. So Hareze Kitech Kolzman She'ever, that if a person says that Hareze Kitech Kolzman, that I'm ever Mikeneged Panayich for Shloshim Yom, and he's holy chuba. So since he didn't have yichud with her, it's a valid get. So frankly, Maravalo Avar, but he wasn't gone for 30 days. Each time he went, he came back. So Amrafuna, my panayich, tashmish. So when we say, what does panayich mean? So ever connected panayich, it means that. It means tashmish. It means that that he didn't have tashmish with her in the 30 days. So va'amai kari lepanayich. Why do we call tashmish panayich? L'shamal yinakat. We're just trying to speak in a more dignified, classy kind of way. So that's why we call it tashmish. That's why we call it panayich. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Rabbi Yochanan says li'olam panayich mamish. That panayich means panayich. It doesn't mean tashmish. It means that I'm not going to see your face. Mi katani harezum gureshes. And it's not a kasha because it doesn't say harizim gresius, hariz a get katani. Meaning enochinami, they're not gresius because he kept on coming back, so he never fulfilled the tanai of being gone for 30 days. All we're saying is that it's still a valid get, the law of a get yashan. We don't consider this to be a get yashan that became puzzle. So if he ever does go away again in the future at some point for 30 days, then it is going to still be a binding get. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly our case, the brisa says, that he says, if I'm going to be gone for 30 days and he keeps coming back and forth, back and forth, since he didn't have yichud with her, it is a get. And then the brisa adds, it does not become an outdated get that can't be used anymore because he never had yichud with her. So it's not saying, no, they're not divorced, he hasn't yet fulfilled the tanai. But the get can still be used. I v'lecho shem apiyei. Shouldn't we be choshish that maybe he was mefayis her and they had yichud and then after he's megarisher with this get, he's going to come be ma'arer on the get that it's a get yashan. So Rav Baravuna hachi amar Abba Mari mishmei derav, but Omer ne'menas lomer shlo basi. That must be that the assumption is that he says I'm going to give her the absolute ne'manus that I never came back and was mefayis her, and therefore we don't have to worry that he's going to be ma'arer on it. Ika demasa masisin. Some say that statement of Ba'omer Ne'emenes Alai directly on the Mishnah, on the following Mishnah, that Me'achshav M'lobasim Mikan Hashem Asher Chodesh, Meis B'toch Hashem Asher Chodesh, that if a guy makes it tonight, that if the get should be chal from now, if I don't come back within 12 months, and then he dies within the 12 months, Harez a get, that it's a valid get, I, V'lecho Shem HaPiyeh, shouldn't we have to be choshish, and maybe he came back within the 12 months, and he was Mephayis, or he was Misyachid with her, and therefore the get became a get Yashan? Samra Baravuna, Hachi Amaraba, the case is he already gave her the Ne'emanus to always say that I didn't come back. So since she's saying he didn't come back, she's automatically Ne'emanus that the Tanai was fulfilled. So Man de Masnila Masnisin, the one who teaches Rabba's statement as going on the Mishnah of Meis B'toch Shnei Masar Chodesh, well then Kol Shkena Braisa. For he'll certainly make that same Ukimta on the Braisa, that only if he says Ne'emanus Alai Lomer Shlo Basi is the get going to be kosher. Because if in the case of the Mishnah, where we do not know that he ever came back home within the 12 months, still we assume that unless he gives her the specific ne'emanos, we're choshish that maybe he did, and maybe he was mefayeser, well then, then certainly in the case of the Braisa, where we know that he's come back, we have to be choshish that he's mefayeser. But man demasna braisa. But if you're only going to learn the statement of Rabba on the braisa, so then it's only on the braisa. When am I choshish that maybe he came back and he was mefayeser? When I know he kept on coming back. Avla masnisim. But in the case of the Mishnah where he just died and we never saw him come back, we don't have to be choshish that he was mefayeser. He doesn't have to grant her specific ne'amanos. Haloas. At the end of the day, he didn't come back. New Mishnah. The guy says, this should be your get. If I don't come back within 12 months, and then he dies within 12 months, it's not a valid get, because ain't get lachar misa. He wants the get to apply at the end of the 12 months. The end of the 12 months, he's dead. But if he says, that the get should be chal already retroactively from now, if I don't come back within 12 months, then he dies within the 12 months, harez a get. Then it is a valid get, because it's back to the date while he was still alive. If the guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. They wrote it within 12 months, and they gave it after the 12 months, ain't no get. Then it's not a good get, because the tziva abal was that the ksiva and the nesina are supposed to be after the 12 months. If he says, write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come back within 12 months, they wrote the get within 12 months, months, but they only gave the get after the 12 months. Eino get. Tanakama says eino get. Rabbi Yossi Omer kazeh get. Rabbi Yossi thinks that is a valid get. If they wrote it and they gave it after 12 months, umeis, and then the husband dies, so then it all depends. Ima get kodum misa, raise a get. If they wrote and delivered the get before he died, so then it's a valid get. They did everything they were supposed to do, and he got divorced while he was still alive. But v'emisa kadma l'get, eino get. If the death preceded the get, then obviously it's not a good get. V'emein yadua, if you don't know whether the get preceded the death, or if the death preceded the get, zui shamru magureshes ve'ena magureshes. That's what we say, magureshes ve'ena magureshes, that it's a suffolk get. So we'll have to stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the Gemara. Everyone have a great day.